and welcome to another episode of Catalyst Stories. I am very honored to be a guest host today. This is Damon, and that's because our special guest today on Catalyst Stories is John Hino. John has been married to Yenny for 25 years. Congratulations on 25 years. That's a big accomplishment. And he has two adult children, Brandon, who's 23, and Bryce, who's 20. John right now is semi-retired and an empty nester. He just mentioned to me earlier that his house has been a little bit quiet recently now that the boys are older and aren't in the house. And he loves, even though he's semi-retired, he still loves creating and doing training workshops, especially at Catalyst, where he's been involved with helping us to create different workshops where we can share our testimonies. And he worked with me on our evangelism curriculum. He's also a small group leader with Yenny, where they just completed our evangelism curriculum. And he also helps out with worship on the worship team. And he's also our regular host of Catalyst Stories, as you can tell, since I'm the guest host. So welcome to Catalyst Stories, John.
Well, thanks, Damon, and thank you for hosting today. Really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, I felt very honored when you asked me to be the guest host. I just really have been appreciative of you and the way that you've led Catalyst Stories and just the amount of stories that have come out so far. I've just been really blessed by all the stories of what God's been doing at Catalyst and through our people and in our people. And I just really am appreciative of you stepping into this role as the host and taking on the challenge of starting your own podcast and getting people to volunteer to share, you know, sometimes have been very vulnerable stories of just where they have been and how God has led them through some difficult times. And I really just am appreciative of that. And I'm just, every time I listen, I'm just in awe of God more and more and more.
Yes.
And I think that's something that's so cool about Catalyst Stories and just the testimonies that have come out.
Yes.
So John, for this episode, I wanted to get us started by doing a little bit of a recap of 2022 and just where we've come from. And, you know, this is going to be the first episode of 2023. So I just thought it would be really appropriate for you to share a little bit about your heart for Catalyst Stories, how you feel like it's been going, and to give a recap of this past year of Catalyst Stories.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Damon. I still remember the time that you and I and Emily Ganico met with Megan DeGucci and just the excitement to talk about capturing people's stories. And at the time, it was capturing them on video. And so we started with Pastor Barry's testimony. And I'll never forget how you had approached me and said, well, you know, there's only so many videos that we can do in a year. Would you be open to doing a podcast? And that turned out to be a self-fulfilling a prophecy fulfilled. And so this, as I look back at 2022, we had 14 individuals that shared testimonies on Catalyst Stories, 12 via the Catalyst Stories podcast, and two, Pastor Barry and Robert Ganico, through the video format. And two words come to mind, inspirational and faith-building, at least for me personally. Just by listening to all these very personal and unique testimonies and really absorbing the lessons that so many lessons that come from each of the testimonies. And so I wrote a few down that these 14 brothers and sisters imparted to us. Everything from God's timing to forgiveness, openness to change, God's goodness, God speaking to us, and pretty much everyone, God revealing and confirming things through other people, through His Word, through His voice, and then God's presence and the presence of even spiritual beings watching over us. And so what gets me excited also is that these testimonies are a part of Catalyst history. They will forever be in our library of stories. They will be a part of our history and also represent an arsenal of just, I don't want to use the word weapons, but tools they can be weapons also, in the sense that they're so powerful. And they remind us of what God has done for us. Mm-hmm. And so when we have those moments where we're not feeling faith, or we're feeling drained, or we don't feel like we have the strength, we can refer to these testimonies. We can always refer to them. And the people that have been on the podcast and the videos can refer to them, and they can be a source of strength, and they can be a source of really a lot of times batting down the lies that the enemy would try and feed us with. And we can always draw strength from that. And these 14 individuals that have shared will always be able to reflect on and remember what God has done for them too. And the same holds true with all of the listeners as well. So to me, that's so powerful, exciting, and life-giving to be a part of.
Yeah, I think this is part of Catalyst's legacy, is we're creating a space where people can share the things that God has done in their lives, so that really it points people directly to God.
Yes.
And, you know, when we read the Bible, that's what we're doing. We're just looking at how God has related to people throughout history. And this is a part of God's legacy for Catalyst, is what he's been doing. And so this is a way that we can record and remember and share what God has done in us and through us at Catalyst, in a similar way to what he did when we read the Bible.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And my hope, Damon, is that people, time and time again, through the testimonies, that we would turn to him and not anyone else. Whenever we encounter tough situations or circumstances, that we would turn to him and remember the things that he has already done in our lives.
Yeah, I think that's such an amazing aspect of Catalyst Stories, is that each one has felt like it's not just this person's story, which it is, but it has really felt like a declaration of a remembrance of something significant that God has done.
Yes.
And I always leave feeling more in awe and more like, go God, right?
Yes,
at the end of each one.
That's right.
And I think that is something unique about Catalyst Stories and something awesome about Catalyst Stories.
Yes.
So, John, one of the things that you shared to me after the first couple episodes that you had recorded was that you felt like this was actually the fulfillment of a prophecy that was given over you. Uh-huh. I wanted you to share that, because when you told that to me, I thought, wow, this is so awesome that this could be a fulfillment of a prophecy that was, you know, given to you many, 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 many years ago.
Yeah.
And how you felt like this was the fulfillment of that. So can you share with our listeners what that was and kind of the journey of that?
Yeah, absolutely. So in 1981, I'm going way back now.
Okay, so that was even before I was born. So
I can't even
remember that you, all right, it's amazing to me that you remember that, because I can't remember things that happened that long ago.
Yeah, yeah. So it was August of 1981. I was a junior in high school, and so don't try and do the math right now and figure out how old I am. But I went to a summer Christian conference at a church in Anaheim. It's right across the street from Disneyland. And from what I remember, there were at least 400 people in this huge church. And there was a prophet by the name of Dick Mills. Now, he has since gone on to be with the Lord. But he was a prophet that he would go to different churches, he would go to different conferences, and he would give prophetic words to people. And he would also use scripture, give scriptures to the people that he would single out. And so he had just finished giving a prophecy, a prophetic word to someone in the audience, and then he turns in my direction, and there's people all over me, all around me, and he says, he quickly says, let me get this person over here. And I didn't know he was talking to me at the time. He singles me out, and he says, basically, and I'm kind of summarizing what he said, but it was basically that the Lord would use my voice to help point people to Father God and his truths. And I remember that he used the scripture Exodus 4:12. And in Exodus 4:12, God told Moses, you go and I'll be with you and give you the words that you're going to say to the people, to the Israelites. And kind of reflecting back on that scripture and the reference to Moses, I really connect with that because, and connected with that because Moses, I don't know if you remember Moses' reply to God, but his reply to God was, well, I don't speak that well. So Lord, I don't think I am the one. And I could really relate to Moses because at that time, I felt that I wasn't very good with words. I mean, mm-hmm. it's this quiet Japanese-American guy who didn't say a whole lot. And in fact, I'll share something else with you. Someone once asked me if I had dyslexia because I would sometimes jumble up my words when I spoke. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if anyone felt, gosh, are you sure you have the right guy when you gave that prophecy? I definitely could relate to Moses. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, I think, isn't that just like God where he uses ordinary people who have to rely on him? Mm-hmm. And I thought, gosh, that's just like God. You know, he wants us to be humble. And so looking back, I think, you know, gosh, maybe that's just like God to do that. So I get this prophecy, and then some things started happening where I had to use my voice. So later that year, I took a public speaking course at Gardena High School. And actually, the only reason why I took the class was because my girlfriend was at the time was going to take public speaking. And, she asked me if I wanted to take public speaking and we could spend more time together and we could see each other more. So that's the only reason why I took the public speaking class. But during that time, so we would write speeches and then we would go to tournaments. Mm-hmm. And Gardena High School was part of the South Bay, a kind of a conglomeration of maybe 27 high schools called the Bay Area. And so we competed in speech tournaments. And so I never forget that year I wrote a speech on teenage suicide. And that speech actually did so well that I was able to go to the California State Finals. Wow. for public speaking for that speech. It was in a category called Original Oratory, and I got to go to Stockton, California to deliver that speech because it was actually a finalist for the California State in that category. Then when I graduated, I was able to become one of two graduation speakers for my high school class at Gardena High School. And I'll never forget, I asked the administrators, I said, after my speech, can I say the words, God bless you? And at that time, I mean, there's no way you could get away with that now, right? Yeah. But at that time they said, yeah, sure, why not? And so I felt like I was imparting a blessing, you know, mm-hmm. to them. So all this time I'm asking myself, gosh, is that the fulfillment of the prophecy that I got from Dick Mills? And then later on, I went to work in the corporate world, and I got to be a training manager for a little while where I got to facilitate workshops in the corporate setting. And then eventually we moved the family to Hong Kong, where I started my own training company, and I was able to facilitate workshops in all different subjects throughout Asia, in 12 countries in Asia, facilitating workshops for multinational companies. And so, again, I'm asking, gosh, okay, is that the fulfillment of the prophecy? And then fast forward, we move back to LA, and then I have lunch with Henry Chi, one of our elders at Catalyst. And I asked him about the world of professional coaching, of life coaching, and he was very helpful to give me some companies that I could get a certification from. So I become certified as a life coach. And I'm thinking, okay, this has to be the fulfillment of the prophecy because I'm basically, you know, speaking life into people. It's not exactly pointing people to the Father, but it's definitely trying to move people forward. And then I was even able to coach young people in helping them discover their strengths and their values and their gifts. And so I'm thinking that's it. But the sense that I got was that these were stepping stones. Mm-hmm. And they were certainly a part of the fulfillment of the prophecy. And so fast forward to 2021, exactly 40 years later, I meet with you, Damon, and with Megan and Emily to discuss the idea of capturing people's stories through the vision of Catalyst Stories. And so later, you pitched the idea about doing the podcast, and then it was at that moment that I thought, wait a minute, boy, this is the fulfillment of the prophecy, because what we're doing with Catalyst Stories is we're absolutely pointing people to Father God and His truths and capturing these incredible testimonies of God's hand in the lives of our people. And so that's the fulfillment of the prophecy. And now it's 42 years later, but at the time it was 40 years later. And so I thought, even that was God, I don't want to say has a sense of humor, but that, you know, it would be 40 years to the date, you know, almost like finally coming into the promised land, right? So,
well, throughout the Bible, the number 40 is a big thing, right? Because with Moses, it was 40 years before he came back. And he led his people out. And
that's right.
That's a big number. So I do think God has a sense of humor. Yeah, I mean, we were kind of joking about that a little bit earlier when we were talking that, you know, Jesus was the most joyful person to have ever lived. But I do feel like that there is significance to that number 40 and that God was doing something. And, you know, this is actually the first time I've heard the full story of the prophecy. And, man, I have the chills and I just feel like, wow, God really, I mean, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Right? If you look at all those other opportunities, they were really stepping stones. And, you know, I think that's been something cool. Brett had mentioned on another episode of Engage to Flourish that, you know, hearing you, it's like a soothing, like you have such a natural voice to listen to. And so it's really cool just how God has prepared you for this and how even some of the things that we talked about at the beginning of this episode for myself as a listener of Catalyst Stories and how each episode I'm like, yes, I feel closer to the Lord, or I want to pursue him more. I'm just like, yeah, go God. That was so cool.
Yeah.
You know, and you really are, through Catalyst Stories, pointing people to the Father. And I think that's super cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So, John, another direction I wanted to go and talk about was, for you, it just seems like testimony and people's stories and what God is doing is so significant for you.
Yeah.
I wanted to know, what is it about people's stories and sharing their testimony? What is it that brings so much joy to you and so much life to you?
Yeah. You know, Damon, I think there's nothing that overwhelms me more in a good way, in a positive way, than the idea of people acknowledging God's hand in their lives and giving credit and glory to God with this heart of thanksgiving. If I can, and again, I'm dating myself, but going back to the late 80s, I don't know if you remember a tennis player named Michael Chang. He was...
Yes, I do.
You do? Okay.
So you're not that old, John.
Hopefully
it
wasn't that long ago. Yeah. Well, I remember watching a tennis match with Michael Chang, who, by the way, holds the record for as the youngest male to ever win a major tennis championship. He won the French Open back in 1989 at age 17 and 109 days, 9 days old. I think some other records say 110 days old, but he holds a record nonetheless, right? And I remember a reporter once asking Michael Chang, what allowed you to win this match here today? And he paused, looked up, and confidently said, Jesus Christ. Mm. And I'll never forget, my thought was, wow, this guy just gave props to Jesus on national television, you know, in front of everyone. And that really moved me in a profound way. And this would happen all the time. You know, again, just real quickly, in 2012, there's a golfer named Bubba Watson, and a professional golfer. He won a major golf tournament called the Masters. And at his recognition induction ceremony, the first thing he said was, I'd like to give thanks to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I remember literally being in tears when he said that. Again, the idea of someone acknowledging the name of Jesus and giving props to God. And so God gave me this image once, I know you'll remember this movie, but The Karate Kid, right?
That's like one of my favorite movies of all time.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So The Karate Kid, and I'm talking about the original one with Pat Morita and Ralph Macchio. And
oh, no, for sure. I've probably watched that over 100 times.
Is that right? So there's one of my favorite scenes is at the end of the movie, and I'll know you'll remember this, and it's when Daniel LaRusso, he wins the tournament, and they're hoisting him up, and he's got the trophy in his hand, and he lifts the trophy up, and then he turns to Mr. Miyagi, and he says, "We did it, Mr. Miyagi, we did it." Mm-hmm. And you remember that scene? And then
I'll see it in my mind very vividly.
Yeah, and I'll never forget the look on Mr. Miyagi's face, and they freeze right his face. And he has this look on his face that communicates, yeah, that's my son who I am well pleased with. Mm. And it was like in that moment, God said to me, that's the look that I have on my face when my sons and daughters acknowledge and remember me. Mm. And it's hard that in a movie like that I could actually have tears in that in at that end when I see that look of Mr. Miyagi mm-hmm. being so proud of Daniel for working hard and winning that tournament, and then you know to get those that acknowledgement and to see that look on his face, it was just overwhelming You know, it's no wonder that I just wanted to quote Matthew 10:32, where Jesus said, "Whoever acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my Father in heaven." Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's like when we accept Christ into our heart, we have to acknowledge and accept Christ, right, mm-hmm. into our life for what Christ has done for us on the cross. And I just love it. Love to hear people acknowledge and lift up the name of Jesus. And maybe that's why I also love worship too, right? Mm-hmm. Because through worshiping, we acknowledge the name of Christ. We acknowledge the things that he has done. We praise him for who he is. And there's just something about that I find so satisfying. Mm-hmm. It's almost like God has allowed me in a special way to see his heart mm-hmm. when we acknowledge him.
Yeah, as you're sharing that, it really brought to mind this sense of, you know, a lot of people when they pray, they say, bless me, bless this person, bless this. But in acknowledging our testimonies and what God has done in worship, this is a way that we can really bless the Lord.
Yes.
Right?
And, yes.
And really, I feel like that's part of how we were created and called to live.
Yes.
And that's part of our natural design was he was going to bless us, and in return, we were going to bless him. And yes. It was going to be this mutual blessing of
yes.
each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so in this, you just really are wanting, and it's cool to see your heart growing to really bless the Lord and recognizing the blessings that he's already given to us and given to each of the people that have come on the show and talked about the ways and acknowledged how God has really touched them, worked through them, worked in them. And,
yes,
and that's so cool.
Yes. Yes. I know for all the guests that have shared on Catalyst Stories that God is smiling down and God is cheering every one of these of our church family on by saying, yes, you know, you go. Mm-hmm. And is so pleased when especially, you know, when people verbally and openly share what God has done for them. I just feel like God is so pleased with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so John, before we wrap up this episode where you're actually getting a chance to share some of your testimony and your heart for Catalyst Stories, one of the things that I wanted to kind of pitch to you was give you an opportunity to, you know, make a pitch to other people to come on. Because I think that's one of the things that we're always looking for more people to share their testimony. And and for me as another podcast host, I know that there's times where it's lining up guests is a difficult thing.
Yeah.
And so it would be easier if guests came to you. So John, how can people get in contact with you if they have something that they want to share and they want to come on Catalyst Stories?
Yeah, I think probably the easiest way is to just approach me on Sunday morning. If they're part of a small group, they can talk to their small group leader to talk to me if they don't feel comfortable approaching me. But I'm very approachable, so if they see me Sunday mornings, they can reach out to any one of the leaders. I think you guys all have your emails on the website and on the app, yes. right, Damon? Yeah, so they can reach out to one of the leaders at church, and then they can talk to us directly, talk to me directly. I think that's probably the easiest way.
Huh? So really, you know, my heart, John, and I want to make your job as easy as possible really, I just think you're doing such a great job with Catalyst Stories, and I want to make it so that, you know, it would be so awesome for me if people are just keep coming to you and saying, John, I have stories I want to share. I want to share about what God's doing in my life. And, you know, also, John, I just want to recognize your process. I just really love your process that you walk people through their testimonies as well. Because if you haven't heard before, the way that John does it is he has this awesome map that he takes you through where he just has you write down different significant parts of your life and tries to look at just different themes and just different ways that maybe we didn't recognize how God was working, and he can help process and help us to recognize, wow, God's hand has been on my life from the very beginning. And so even if you don't share and, you know, feel comfortable to come on and be recorded, I think it's such a blessing even just going through that and just recognizing, wow, God, your hand has been on my whole life. Like,
yes.
I have felt alone, but in walking through this, I recognize that I was never alone. You were always with me.
Yes.
And John, I just love that part of your process. So when you took me through it, I was just like, wow, this is so cool for people to be able to recognize and walk through, and that you're walking them through it. So that it's not like we have to do it on our own, but I just really love that part of your process and preparing people to come on Catalyst Stories. So John's great at walking you through it, and he's totally easy to talk to, easy to work with. I just have loved the different projects that we've worked on together,
yes.
Whether it's things that we've done through Ahava, things that we've done with church. I just have really enjoyed working with you, John. It's always a pleasure, and I have just felt so honored that you chose me to come be your guest host for this episode.
Yeah, well, thank you, Damon. The feeling is absolutely 100% mutual. It's so fun to listen to Engage to Flourish and informative, and we're all blessed to have you, and it's been a fun journey going on this together with you. And appreciate all your support of Catalyst Stories. And just to, if I could quickly piggyback off something that you had said, even if our people don't come on Catalyst Stories, just want to encourage them to continue to reflect on and share their God-given testimonies with others. It's I feel like these testimonies, you know, there's that scripture that says, you know, we're a light on a hill and not to be covered. Something like that. You would probably know that scripture more than I would.
I think it's Matthew 5:14.
Oh yeah. Thank you for that. And so I just feel like our testimonies, they're not to be buried in the sand, but to be shared and to be enjoyed and inspire and encourage others. So I just want to encourage those listening to continue to share their testimonies. And something else that you had said, I'm so looking forward to this year in 2023, and especially at Catalyst, we have so many ministries where testimonies will come out. Mm-hmm. And I say will come out, everything from small groups to prayer, healing, and deliverance ministries, LoCop and Kylo and Sam's Be Free workshop and Evasia's Thrive workshops. There's going to be testimonies coming out. And so I'm so excited this year to be able to capture those testimonies and continue to add to our library here at Catalyst of Testimonies and certainly work with you, continue to work with you, Damon, in 2023. So.
Yeah, as you're sharing, I'm just thinking, go God, go yes, God, go yes. God. There's just so many different ways that God can work in transforming us yes. into more of Christ-likeness.
Absolutely.
So before we close, one of the things that you always do is you pray for our guests. So John, can I have the honor of being able to pray for you?
Oh, thank you. Yes, Damon, thank you.
Okay, so Jesus, we just come before you, and I just want to thank you for John and his heart to bless you by inviting people to share their testimonies, the ways that you've been working in their lives and through them. So God, I just pray that 2023 will be an amazing year, full yes. of your presence, full of stories of what you are doing. We are in anticipation of all the things that you're going to do for yes. this year.
Yes.
And we're excited that we have a platform where we can capture mm-hmm. just a taste of some of the things mm. that you're doing. Because we know that we can't capture it all just because you're always working and you're doing so much. But this is a place where we can capture a taste of what you're doing. So God, we just thank you for your goodness. We thank yes. you for your love and your blessing for all of your people, which is everyone. Mm-hmm. And we just want to acknowledge you and your goodness yes. and who you are. So thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
I just want to thank you for John and his heart. And I just pray for more blessings on him and his family in 2023. So we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So that's it for this episode of Catalyst Stories. Until next time, take a moment to reflect on and share your God-given testimony.